All right, good evening to everybody. We'll go ahead and start the meeting tonight. We're going to start off with our business meeting portion of our meeting tonight. Council, you have for your agenda that we're going to cover in the meeting just following this. The mayor is on vacation, so I'll be filling in for him today. But just as far as the meeting goes, we just have bills for payment that are totaled. Yeah, it was, got it right here. Was $907,275.19. One big item in there that you may have noticed was a little over $50,000 for street lights, but that was $51,454.30 for LED street lights that was purchased for the electrical department. And that's going to be coming back in a grant. That's that ADECA grant that we got. That they're currently in the middle of, they purchased all the lights, I think that's the understanding on that, and the electrical department's in the middle of putting those things up now. So that $50,000, a little over $51,000 will come back once we complete the project and get that submitted to ADECA. So that's a little bit of that, but other than that, you know, the bills for payment, nothing really outstanding on that. We also have tonight, we have a resolution that we need to look at to approve a resolution 2617. This will authorize the mayor to submit the application to the state ADECA for $500,000 on construction for the sewer system with a local match of $115,200. And this project will also include $500,000 of the ARC funds, which we currently already have, if that's my understanding. We already have the other portion of those monies. But this is for the sewer project that's going to happen out on 278. Mm-hmm. Upgrade the sewer, which is really a real big necessity. So that's just authorizing the mayor to submit that grant on the city's behalf. Then we have resolution 2618 for property located on 278, just grass cutting and abatement issue. Resolution 2619 is also an abatement issue for grass cutting on 307 West Ladaga. Resolution 2620 for property located at 500 U.S. Highway 278. It's a grass cutting and abatement issue as well. And then item number 10 on the agenda, kind of want to give you a little bit of information on this. So this is for a new bucket truck for the electrical department. Just kind of the cost of that bucket truck is $255,929. Corey is going to a meeting down in Montgomery, but just give you guys a little background on what we're doing and why. The current one that we have right now at the electrical department is a 1997 model. So it's almost 30 years old, coming up quick, 29 years old. It's currently, we tried to send it to Altec for repairs. They couldn't repair it. We sent it over to Piedmont Hydraulics to try to get repaired. They can't repair it either. Corey gave the information on this. And so the funding for this is going to come from AMEA smart grid money. This is money that AMEA puts aside that can only be used for electrical purposes. And so the first portion of that, $144,370, we currently have access to right now. And then in October of 2026, we'll have access to another $111,559 to go with the current amount that we have, the $144,000. And so the amount that will come out of the general fund for the purchase of the new bucket truck will be $4,609.17. So this is not the we have the AMEA levelization fund. That's not out of this. It's completely separate. But this can only be used for electrical purposes. And so the need right now is a bucket truck for electrical purposes.
Will this be our third bucket truck? And we already have. We have a small one and
we have a squirt bucket that they do they can't really do line work out of it. They do repairs, maybe pull up services. They can do repair street lights. And then the one that they have
have a bucket truck that is pretty new. I'm talking about a big one. Big bucket.
No, we have a 1992 model that's down at the electrical department they use to trim trees out of.
Right.
And we have the 1997 model that is currently out for repairs that can't be fixed. So the other bucket truck is a little, it's on a little, it's a small, was it 350 chassis? is it's on a small chassis, but they use it for more just maintenance work on services and stuff. But
Thought we had a bucket truck.
They bought that when Kevin worked here in 1997, the newest bucket truck that they have. So it's a big need, because right now if we have something to go to, we don't have a bucket truck to work out of, a full bucket. So and like I say, most of this money is going to come from the AMEA smart grid money that's sitting down at AMEA that has to be used for electrical purposes anyway. So if y'all will take a look at that during the meeting, if you're okay, we'll go ahead and pass that tonight. If anybody got any questions about that or anything, I think you have in your packet, Corey gave you the breakdown of that, how that's going to come. It'll be a 2027 chassis and a 2026 setup from Altec. And this was the cheapest price that he could get. I think they said there's only two companies that do these bucket trucks, and this was the better price on those trucks. So, anybody got any questions on that for the work session?
What's this about the stroke out diesel?
That is from the chief. I was going to let him talk about that.
It's Nathan's stuff in his maintenance package.
Yeah, I was going to let him talk about that here in just a second. Nathan, can you come on up and just give us some information that you got in our packet for the repairs from stroked out diesel?
Last council meeting, the council requested a little additional information on the Tahoe that's sitting over there. And the two quotes right there, Frank, I believe you had asked for a quote to see how much it was, like where it's currently at. And right now, if you look at the first one, I'm assuming the first one that you're looking at is the $2,536. Okay, that's where it's currently at. That's with the, you know, the engine out of it, they've done everything to it, and that's where it's at. The second quote that you see right there is that if you cut your losses on it and they put the bad engine back in it to do something with that engine, that's what it would cost for them to just stick it back in there and hook everything back up. But they just gave those two quotes, so I gave it to you guys.
So if we don't do anything, it's gonna cost $5,000.
No.
So if these two prices, what he's gonna ask is these two prices, if we keep going, the first page you gave us, that would be the $2,000. Then, but if we was to close the deal, would it just be the $3,000, correct?
No. The first price is like where they're at, and you roll that Tahoe out and you roll that engine out on separately. The other price is they stick that engine back in it and you push it out.
And you still have a tore up Tahoe.
Yeah, it's one or the other, you know, on that one.
You're either going to pay $2,500 or you're going to pay $3,600.
Yeah, that's just if they stick the engine back in it, so you can say there's an engine in it, I guess. You know, they just gave me the two prices and I gave you all the two prices.
And then I think he said it was to fix the Tahoe's right at $9,000, right?
Yeah, that's going to be in that previous, $9,600. Yeah. So put it in.
I just got a little question. When you send stuff to Stroke Out Diesel, and they got to do all this work here to give you a diagnosis.
They had to on that, because everything else that they tried, nothing else was working.
They didn't know before they pulled the engine that it was bad.
Before they pulled the engine out, they couldn't tell what was going on internally where the lifter and where that rod's located. I'm not a mechanic, so I don't.
The
pressure test came back fine. That's what the confusion was. The pressure test came back fine. Yes,
a lot of money to spend
to diagnose a car.
Problem. Yeah, I mean,
a truck or whatever. That's a lot.
The mechanic, and I had to spend $2,500 just to tell me I needed the motor. I have a hard time making it out of there, I don't know.
Again, that would be, I guess, a question for Toby, I guess you would say, because I'm not a mechanic. All I know is that when the vehicle first tore up and it went in, they tried this, they tried that, they tried this.
And that was before the diagnostic?
Yes, and then, see, what the big confusion was on that one is that when they unplugged the power to, like, you have bank one and bank two on your mm-hmm. plugs. When they, and all it was showing was a misfire on number two. So when they unplugged the bank, meaning it shut down four cylinders, all these cylinders started firing correctly. And then when they plugged this bank back in, number two started misfiring. And so it was just a weird way of trying to diagnose it.
I still have a problem.
I just
that's
like
a lot of money.
I'm a kid, and I don't know.
You don't get a couple
short over here, but a mechanic should give me what it's going to cost and me make a decision before I get $2,500.36 into this car. I mean, he should say, hey, you want me to go ahead and figure out what we're going to do here? It's going to be $2,500 to figure out what's wrong with this motor, and then we could have made a decision. Well, do we want to go this route, or do we just want to back out of it now, or?
Well, so that, and you ask me, then there needs to be a point of contact that the city that does that, and Chief can't, he don't know. So,
exactly.
So there needs to be a point of contact, which we have a city mechanic.
Well, they should be. It don't matter where you got them. They should tell you up front, this is what it's going to cost.
I agree with you.
They're going to need you.
But my point is I understand, but who are they going to call? They need to call somebody.
Call Tosha. That's what her job is.
Somebody.
They call Tosha. I mean, they can call the chief.
Yeah, say, I mean, as far as, you know, trying to diagnose like that.
They should call somebody before we spend.
At that present time, we're simply just trying to figure out, hey, what's wrong with it? Like, why is it doing that? And the things that we've tried so far, why is it not fixing it?
Okay.
And they, you know, they just keep digging down further and further. So I don't know.
How much money do we spend over there?
A bunch.
I just feel like it may be either we need to find somebody besides stroked out diesel, because if somebody diagnosed my car and gave me this, I'm going to be a little upset. Because a diagnostic should have told what was wrong with it, what was misfiring, what wasn't misfiring. And then to keep going and keep going when you ain't contacted the chief to let him know, hey, now we're saying this, should we go ahead and do it or not? That's just, they're building themselves a good little chunk just off us. Just because they keep searching and searching and searching, trying to figure out what the problem is. Instead, somebody should have contacted you from the very beginning after the diagnosis.
Yeah. Well, I guess the issue that we was having to begin with is that they couldn't find the problem. They couldn't find what the cause of the problem was, because the things that was happening at the top, it didn't make sense. Mm-hmm.
But they still should have come to you and says it's going to cost you around $3,000. For us to dig into the engine to see what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, and give us that choice. We got a new vehicle here. We got an old vehicle. It's not worth probably $10,000. Exactly. I mean, you see them all the time at that age. That especially being a police vehicle. And they're not worth nothing at that age. And I mean, like I said, I've always, like when I went to Cooper Chevrolet and I have a problem, they tell me up front, it's going to cost you this. You want us to go ahead?
That's the problem, I think. I mean, if I pull my vehicle into the shop and they tell me the only way I'm going to get it back, you got two ways to get your vehicle back. You can take it back with the motor sitting over here beside, it's going to cost you $2,700. Or I'll stick the motor back in, it's going to cost you $3,700. And that's, I ain't feeling too good about that. I think it's bad business.
Very bad business.
I mean, what?
It's assuming that we just gonna pay the bill no matter what. And I'm not fussing at you. I'm just.
It's more so with stroked out diesel. It's not you at all. It's stroked out diesel. I just feel like they're trying to get over it because they know we're gonna pay them regardless. So I feel like either we need to find somewhere else that's gonna keep working on these city cars or whatever, or have a little more understanding with stroked out diesel as far as before you keep digging, contact somebody and let them know first.
Well, it's need a little extra, you know, let us know before, not after.
Going through the diagnostic processes, I mean, obviously I'm not going to know how much any of that cost, you know. It's just like, when we first had the initial problem, I'm just trying to, it's like, we need to fix the vehicle.
Well, they start pulling the engine, that means you got money in it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They should have asked before they pulled the engine. But that's up to the council, whatever they want. They got, I mean, like I said, it's done. Either we fix the vehicle or we don't, and pay whatever. I mean, but it don't need to happen again.
And you currently have another one over there right now, right? What's, give us that as well.
All right. It don't get much better with that one.
I stick this with a bill on it.
All right. So again, this is going back to the Dodge Charger. And again, I'm not up here to, you know, point fingers at, you know, what caused what. That's not what I'm doing. I can only go by what happened.
I understand that. We understand.
And so on the Dodge Charger, we had two Dodge Chargers do the same thing, but and it affected the injector. The first Dodge Charger wasn't that big of an issue, because when it happened, the injector got stuck closed, so there just wasn't enough fuel coming into the engine. And so they, you know, we replaced the injector and the car's good now. Okay, so very minimal on that. Now the other one, it actually went into the shop to get something repaired on the front end. It's just the front end of those cars they get worn, the ball joints on the front. But anyways, there was some popping in the turning, and it went in to get just a very minor repair on the front end. And when it was sitting there, apparently the injector, it was stuck open. And so gas had went into the cylinder, and then when it was crunk, that gas ignited, caused it to backfire. And so you have best case scenario and then worst case scenario, because they, again, this is one of those deals, they don't know until they get to the problem. And so it says something about rebuild cylinder one, piston ring, rod, head gasket set, and lower gasket. Best case scenario would be $2,856 to repair it. And then if it's worse than that, then once they get in there and see if it's worse than that, it would be an engine replacement.
Yeah, but this vehicle only has, what, 60,000 miles?
Eighty.
It's still within the fixable.
That $9,000 figure, that covers all this expense here too. It's not on top of what?
No, that covers all of that.
If we went ahead, it
covers it all.
And take, you know, fix it now. We've already got $2,536 in it. And you said it was $9,000. Is that?
It was $9,600 and some.
That's a lot of $7,400, I guess, to get it back.
Right.
Because honestly, you know, we do need a new patrol vehicle. That's the one that Kirk was in, the Dodge Charger. If I had to pick, just being the department head over there, if I had to pick which one to save and which one to let go, I would choose the top.
Right. And then we understand that too.
You know, because I'm telling you, the Dodge Chargers, they don't hold up.
You see a lot of them on road bikes.
That 9, that's a new engine with some form of warranty on it.
Yeah, he gave us all that. He gave us all that information.
It's a
2 or 3
on the other engine. It's a three year warranty on the engine that goes in it. Now keep in mind, it does have the new transmission already in it that was in it when we purchased. Mm-hmm. So it would have a new drivetrain in it. And you know, I'm confident on the Tahoe that it would last for years. if we made that repair. You know, like, we would get the time out of it. Now, on the Dodge Charger, I'm less confident in the Charger just because of notorious failures in the Chargers that we do have and that we've seen in the past.
But you can't replace it for $2,800 when you can get it fixed for $2,800.
Yeah, well, the Dodge Charger, the best case scenario is $2,800. The worst case scenario is replacing an engine.
Yeah.
And they gave me two different quotes from two different places. Jasper remanufactured engine is $8,899. And then an OE engine will be $9,506.
Jasper's or
That's labor and all.
That's labor and all.
Yeah, that's everything.
It's probably about 55.
The engine itself was 6,650.
I was like, good Lord. Yeah.
But that quote's for, you know,
Toyota for
removal and all. Putting it back in, you know, all of them.
So that'd be a decision you would make. If they could fix it, then fix it. But if you can't, then you have to come back and talk about that $9,000.
Yeah, but the problem, that's the Tahoe. Now, this Charger. Problem is if we get in there and can't fix it, then we may end up with another $3,500.
We will end up exactly where we're at with the Tahoe.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like you go in with hopes to repair it. And that was the hopes. You go in with the hopes to repair it, and then it ends up being worse than what you hoped for. You know. Now they haven't done anything with this with this Charger. They hadn't done a thing to it. But, you know, other than they tested the gas that was in the gas tank, there's metal shavings in the gas tank. And there's, you know, again, I won't get on that topic, not in the meeting. But anyways, there's an element there that caused that failure. And so...
Well, I sort of feel like that $2,700 to fix that problem is feasible.
As long as
I see it.
Yeah.
But the other one, if it comes back and says we got an engine problem, we got to pull the engine, I say it's putting it up.
Because on the Dodge Charger, you know, they won't know for absolute sure. Until they start pulling it apart.
Because it's just like you said, the Dodge Chargers are not made for Piedmont, Alabama.
Exactly. And if I had, and me, Burton, me personally, if I had to choose between the two, if I just had to pick one, I would pick the Tahoe over the Charger.
I feel like, and I may be wrong, I'm just speaking out loud here, and I'm not saying it's necessarily the right thing, but I kind of feel like we're best to go ahead and spend the $9,000 and get that Tahoe back,
right?
Versus paying this bill here and scrapping it or whatever, and trying to replace it too. Because you got, it seems like 36. What do you say? 36 months, whatever. You got a warranty on it. You know, treat the car right, and maybe it'll run a while.
And now, you know, one thing that I will mention, you know, I'm working on some things to try to get. Some additional funding to come into the police department that we can use for police department needs. This would be one of them. And as long as I can get this up and off the ground, there will be a good bit of funding to come in to help, if not cover, all the cost of that. And, you know, the council will allow me some time to get, you know, this other,
absolutely,
you know, going. You know, like I'm trying on my end to try to save as much as I possibly can, help where I can, find the funding, apply for this, apply for that, be involved in, you know, this program and that program. And sometimes it just takes some time, you know, to get to where we're getting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, working with some federal and governmental agencies, sometimes it just takes a while.
So, and look, Nathan did put in our packets as well. He gave us a police inventory list. If you notice, he hasn't had a new vehicle in 2 years. So he didn't get one in 25, and he hasn't gotten any so far in 26. So I would ask you to go ahead and look into that, get us some prices.
I gave him numbers as far as the cost.
I seen that.
It was the last meeting at the.
We was at the Civic Center. Yeah.
So, but those are hard numbers. You have.
Yes, that was from Buster Miles. We just had to be a part of that. In that purchasing
program. These are
trials. I'm not sure, but we can be.
But explorers. I mean, you just say
explorers.
But as long as we're a part of that, we can be very, very quick.
I think he was talking about sports.
As far as the upfitting, it would be, you know, that could be through Buster Miles too, which is through the same program. And so it could potentially be, if you use Buster Miles, it could potentially be just a one-stop shop. You just get the vehicle, they take it over there, they put the things in it that needs to be in it, we put some stickers on it, it's ready to go.
Well, so, we need to get you on a rotation so that you get at least a new vehicle, because we've got to get them where we can get them rolling, right. So we can roll them in and out.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, to get us through this year, and maybe even if we waited to the latter part of next year, you know, and we plan to get to where you're talking about, you know, if we can get one patrol vehicle this year and just repair the Tahoe, and we just call it quits with that Charger.
Right.
Because if you had to pick between the two, the Charger, they just don't hold up on these roads. It's not abuse, it's not anything like that. It's just the way our roads are and the way the suspensions are on those cars. They're heavy cars. And then just the bumps and dips and stuff that we have in time, and some of these driveways and stuff that we have, it's hard on the Chargers. And so, you know, this town needs something a little beefier. The Crown Vic was the perfect vehicle as far as a car here because the way their chassis and suspensions were, but when they quit manufacturing them, you didn't have no choice but to go to the Chargers and stuff. And so you just don't have the same options. So here you're going to, you know, have to go with at least an Explorer at the very least or a truck, you know, just for them to hold up.
So at the next meeting, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and get us a proposal to look at, to vote on, possibly purchase, you know, a new patrol vehicle for the next meeting. Kind of like Corey had on this bucket truck, just give us the, you know,
get in our packet.
So we can, because I feel like, I mean, it's been 2 years. You know, we got to keep something in line. If not, we're just going to fall behind.
I agree with you 100%.
So if you'll do that for our next meeting, appreciate it.
I'm going to put that
on the agenda. I'm going to add that to the agenda so we can discuss it.
So we're asking Chief Johnson to bring a packet for a new vehicle next council meeting. But at this point, he needs something fixed.
Yeah, that's what
we're going to vote on.
When we go to the meeting, I'm gonna make an amendment to the agenda to add the Tahoe, fixing the Tahoe to the agenda, and then we will vote on that tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And I want to say I really do appreciate you guys for hearing me out and listening to me. I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
All right. And then I think that's all that we have that we need to cover tonight. But anyone got anything else in the work session that we need to discuss? Anything. All right, so we'll call meeting to order. Mr. Gregg, will you lead us in invocation, please?
Father, we bow our heads and thank you for all your blessings, what you do for us here in the city. Please watch over us in the city, each one that has a part in the city, all the citizens. Help us tonight make good decisions for you and for the city. Thank you again for all your blessings. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, tonight, so you have your agenda and the minutes for the previous meeting. I do want to add to the agenda tonight before we approve the agenda. Of the repair of the Tahoe, we'll add that to the agenda to be voted on tonight. So I'll need a motion and a second to approve the minutes from last meeting in the agenda with the addition of the Tahoe.
I make a motion to approve.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, good deal. All right, we need to approve to pay the bills. So the bills for June 16th through July the 2nd. In your packet, we have total bills of $907,275.19. Need a motion and a second to pay the bills.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Good deal. Motion's passed. Next, we have resolution 2617. This is the resolution that authorizes the mayor to sign and apply for the ADECA grant for the sewer construction project of the amount of $500,000 with a city match of $115,200 to go with that. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion. We approve resolution 2617.
Do I have a second? All right, is there any discussion on that? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
We do have a public hearing on this passage.
Okay. All right, next resolution, 2026-18. This is a property located at, it says 0 U.S. 278 Cedartown Highway for grass cutting. With an abatement issue, I need a motion.
Make a motion. We adopt resolution 2026-18.
Okay, got a motion and a second?
I second.
Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 2619 for the property located at 307 West Ladaga. This is going to be a grass cutting for abatement. Need a motion to accept the resolution?
I make a motion to accept.
Second?
Second.
All right, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion, resolution passes. All right, we got next on it is the approval of the purchase of Altec 55-foot bucket truck at the cost. Did I miss that one?
We still got one more.
Resolution, I'm sorry, 2620 for property located at 500 U.S. Highway 278 Bypass East. This is a grass cutting abatement issue. I need a motion to accept the resolution.
I accept the motion for resolution number 2620.
Okay, need a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion. Resolution passes. All right. Now, approve purchase of an Alta 55 bucket truck at the cost of $255,929 with the funding coming from the manner that we discussed in the work session. Okay. From most of the funding coming through the AMEA smart grid money, and then $4,609.17 will come out of the general fund. Okay, need a motion to purchase the bucket truck?
Make a motion. We'll purchase the bucket truck.
Need a second?
Second.
A second. Is there any discussion?
What about the one that is adequate?
So,
what are we going to do?
So, what we're going to do is I talked with Corey about that. We got two options. We can put that on GovDeals and sell it on GovDeals, or we have also discussed just putting it out for our sealed bids. To get rid of it.
Yeah, I just don't want to wind up at the.
Yeah, so probably what we'll do is open it up for a bid and get rid of it that way. That's what Corey was kind of favoring instead of just letting it sit. So, okay, any further discussion? All right, got a motion and a second. All in favor? Any opposed? Okay, that passes. All right, Chief, got any visitor comments? Oh, hold on. Let me add that Tahoe on there. I wrote that on there and didn't do it. All right. So you heard Chief Johnson's recommendation about repair to the 2015 Tahoe that's currently a stroked out diesel. You heard what it would cost to do nothing, or it's a little, I think it was about $9,600 to repair that Tahoe.
I remember the dollar figure, but it was like $9,630.
Yeah. Okay, so so you heard the motion from the recommendation from the chief. I need a motion that we repair this Tahoe.
I make a motion we repair the Tahoe.
I need a second.
I'll second it.
Is there any discussion?
Nope.
No. All in favor? All right.
And that is for an engine replacement.
It is, yes.
Yes, sir.
It is a replacement. Yep. So go ahead, Chief.
Thank you.
All right. Visitor comments.
Yes. Ashley Jones.
I just want to say from the chamber, thank you so much for participating in the America 250 Alabama stuff. I think y'all saw we posted some pictures today of all the different municipalities and what they did last weekend. So Piedmont got so much needed attention, which I always appreciate. As far as July 4th, we estimate somewhere between 500 to 1,000 people, which is pretty normal range at this point. I haven't heard any complaints. I think everybody had a great time. If you have any feedback, for sure, let us know. I hope if you got to stop by that you enjoyed it. But I did want to pass this along. It's kind of a wrap-up party for 250. If you will just RSVP to that email or phone number at the bottom. Yeah, thank you all for your support.
Thank you.
Miss White.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I really like what you're doing to the city hall. It's looking really good. We've been in several times lately, and it's looking good. I like the changes and the entrance and all looking good. I took the kids to the aquatic center. I gave them a check for $125, and they said, no, not $125, $200. Well, on the website, on all the websites I've seen, it's still $125. So that is a problem. Plus, on the PARD website, you have yellow squares with white print that...
It's very hard to read.
Can't read it.
I agree.
So if they'll change that to blue or whatever. I know you've got somebody working on the...
Yeah, we have been working with Nathan Butler to kind of redo all the city's stuff, and we're trying to move that more local. Right now, to get something changed on our city website it's not easy. I mean, it took 6 months for them to change us. So we're trying to we're working with Nathan to make our city presence, digital presence, better. So hopefully we'll see that coming soon, and that'll go through all the city departments.
We did have him do our website, mm-hmm. and he did an excellent job.
Yeah, he's a very talented young man.
He is.
So I don't know what the answer to this is, because if you've got it posted basically at $125, that's what I owe you, and I know that's not right. I mean, I know
when they put it out on the Aquatic Center page and the Park and Recreation page, Facebook stuff, they did change the prices on there. I'm not exactly sure why, but we'll get with Jay and see what we need to do.
Okay, and the other thing about that is you still have your day pass at $6, so if you do the math, it's not... You might want to go up on that day pass a little bit. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure why you went up on the family pass but left the day pass as it was. So that just might be something you might want to think about. It doesn't pay for me to go to the family pass if I'm only going to take the kids a few times. You know, if I'm going to go every day, that's different.
Yeah.
But you might want to consider going up on your day pass too while you're at it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, the pool has been something we've been trying to fix for a while, so we'll get that fixed with our internet web browser provider. Get that done. All right. Any other visitor comments?
All.
That's it. All right. Council reports. Ms. Williams.
None.
Mr. McCoy.
No reports.
Mr. Cobb.
Well, I don't have anything tonight.
Mr. Epps.
No, sir.
No. Nothing.
No.
What you got, Mr.
Rogers? No, I did go to the fireworks show and enjoyed it. But I have been also, I don't know if it's responsibility of the grass cutters or not, because that's changed over the years. It used to be, but not. I don't know if it is anymore. The grass cutters on the trail, there's a lot of limbs hanging head high, I guess now, since the leaves is all on there full. We need to get that. And if it's the grass cutters, we need to relay.
Yeah, I don't think that's in their contract.
I don't know about it anymore, because I think they changed it.
We have, in past time, we have, we used to, we sent city crew down through there cutting them.
Yeah, we'll get.
Yeah, there's a lot that was there.
If it's something big, we have to cut, we cut it, but if it's just limbs and stuff, they do pick them up and stuff. You're saying the people we contracted to don't pick up limbs?
No, they do not. They mow around them and keep on off track.
I'm pretty sure that's what's in there, but I'll look at it and make sure.
I mean, yeah, that, there's a lot, especially between middle of town towards Trinity Church, and then of course by the sports complex, they're there as well.
What are you talking about? Hanging limbs?
Hanging limbs, dead limbs laying on the ground. They just
pull them around. Well, like I said, I know we have in the past.
Do the arm.
Well, yeah, they run that tractor down through there. They can knock them things down pretty good.
That's all.
Okay. All right, Ms. Tasha, you got anything? You don't have anything? Good deal. All right. So
y'all did get our handbook, okay? Mm-hmm. All the employees have got them yet. We don't have a meeting yet. It's going to be toward the end of July, so those will be, they'll go into effect August 1st.
All right. I do want to say to Jay and all the folks that had a part in the 4th of July celebration, the Arts Council, you know, we're trying to make these things bigger and better, and I think this year was just the beginning. So everything from the Easter egg hunt to the 4th of July celebration to New Year's to Christmas, we want to make these things better and draw people into Piedmont. So I appreciate Jay and Tasha and her staff, their hard work on, and Ashley and those involved from their end on making this bigger and better. So Piedmont deserves bigger and better every single time. So we'll keep trying to do to that.
I got one thing. Yeah. When you're about talking about, is there any way that we can have a Christmas parade in the daylight, sort of daylight hours? Because our lighting in this town is so bad, especially coming down some Main Street. I mean, and then you get on past, we just don't have the proper lighting for nighttime parade. I just thought maybe started it, if daylight savings time stayed the same, start at like 4 o'clock.
Well, the only thing is, if it's during the week, you got to give people time to get home from work.
Well, I understand that.
The kids play sports and they don't get home until
5, 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
So it's something we can look at.
There's always something.
Well, this being December.
On the parade. Mm-hmm.
You just made me think about something.
Now, the lights, with the new lighting, won't that help?
The LED lighting?
Mm-hmm.
It should.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit Johnny come lately. It should have been talked about before the 4th, but I wish we would take some of that AMEA money and hang flags or something down through a couple of streets downtown. I was in Fort Payne a few days ago, and I went down to the city. And just, or, you know, stuff on the gazebo and all. We do a very, very good job of that gazebo on Christmas, but throughout the rest of the year, when people come into town, it would look tremendous and do a great service for the town. And something like, just like flags, I mean, you know, hanging down on the east side of the street and something on that gazebo.
I used to have them.
We got flags somewhere.
Well, we have the light.
I don't think we've really done flags. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Going in like on poles, going down Center Avenue or even Main Street. You're coming into Main, you know, if you're coming down into town or something, if there was flags hanging, I don't know what the expense would be. It may be a little bit much. I don't know. I do know it costs me a good bit to hang 4 flags and keep them up year round, but it does make things pop when there's something like that in town.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely something. All right, and then let's see what else I got on here. The traffic light at Ladaiga and Church Street.
Right.
So just to know, that thing is out currently. We're waiting on estimate for repair. I think we should have that tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, repair. And then, you know, as a council, we need to make a decision. Do we keep that light, you know, or do we do it like we did downtown and transform it to a four-way stop? That's just something. But for right now, just so everybody knows, we're going to operate that as a four-way stop. So just use extra caution coming through that area. I think the chief put out something on that. But we're waiting on the cost of repair, and we will have that information tomorrow, and then we'll try to let everybody know so we can decide which way to move forward with that. We just want to make that as safe as we can for everybody coming out right there, because that's a pretty, pretty busy little intersection.
It is.
So
that one, it was the 10278 was out on the left side. Is it still out or is it back working? I haven't been through at McDonald's and that.
It's one of the lights out on 278.
One light is out on 278. I had put it in, but I don't know if it had got fixed or not.
I don't know. I'll check.
They repaired one of this building.
Oh, did they?
Because I blocked the traffic for them while they were doing the
repair. Okay.
Yeah. So y'all remember that. Just use extra caution going through that area until we figure out what we're going to do there. And we got another thing we want to do tonight. We're gonna, this is going to surprise an individual sitting here in this room for just a minute. But we wanted to recognize an individual that's been providing a service to not only Piedmont, but for the multiple counties surrounding Piedmont for over 40 years. And that's going to be Mr. Baker. Mr. Jerry Baker, if you'll come forward for me.
It is a surprise.
Mr. Baker didn't know this was happening tonight.
I didn't have a clue.
Mr. Baker had a birthday this week.
I did.
You did. And from the city of Piedmont, we just want to recognize Mr. Jerry Baker for more than 40 years of service as a public radio announcer and his dedication covering local events and supporting communities involving Piedmont over the last 40 years. And we just want to recognize you for that tonight.
Well, thank you. It's been our honor and privilege to get to serve the residents of Piedmont and the surrounding areas for this long. We've been truly blessed.
Thank you, Mr. Baker.
Thank you.
Get your picture out.
Thank you.
Let's give Mr. Baker.
Anytime you need anything, just let us know. Y'all been putting up with me for many years.
You've been
covering the council almost 40 years.
Yeah. Ever since I've been there.
Mr. Baker, let me hand that to you if you want.
But thank you. But again, it's been our honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Mr. Jerry. All right, before we go, anything else tonight? Our next meeting will be on the 21st of July, same time. Anybody got anything before we adjourn?
Make a move to adjourn.
Got a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good deal. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.